Think globally, act locally. Jim Goodman believes in that adage. For him, it means grow and buy locally produced food so farmers in other parts of the globe can do the same. He's going to Cancun this week to ask world trade ministers to live up to their promise to reduce subsidies for exported commodity crops from the U.S. and Europe. He says the subsidies mean U.S. corn and soybeans sell for less in places like Mexico. He says that undersells small farmers there, forcing them out of business.
And I don't think that's a good situation for Mexico. And it's not a good situation for us because the only way that food can be sold down there so cheap is if we get paid very low prices. So the farmers in Mexico and the United States are both losing, and the companies that buy and sell grain all over the world are the only ones that are really winning.
Goodman raises organic beef and dairy cattle on a small family farm near Richland Center. UW economist Robert Baldwin attended the last WTO meeting in Doha, Qatar. He says it's good that small farmers will make their voices heard at the minister's meeting, but he blames national politics more than corporate influence for the slow progress on trade reform, and he's optimistic that the current negotiations will eventually level the playing field for small farmers.
Political reality makes progress slow, but I'm reasonably confident we'll make some progress down there. Not really what as much as they'd like to have, but I think it's it'll move in a realistic direction of gradually phasing out these subsidies.
Goodman and other anti-corporate protesters aren't as hopeful. They're pushing for much more sweeping changes to protect small, sustainable farms in poor countries. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.